This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Too many miscues for the Vikings yesterday, who frittered away an early 10-3 lead and lost at home to Baltimore 27-19. Minnesota turned the ball over three times and had eight false start penalties. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
You know, I take full responsibility for the pre-snap, you know, procedural penalties. We got three turnovers and just, you know, too many things that, you know, don't set us up for success, you know, when the clock hits zero. So we just got to go back to work, watch this film, and, you know, really clean up all the little things, because that's what hurt us today.
McCarthy says there's a reason he takes the blame for all the issues.
As a quarterback, you're the orchestrator of the orchestra. You know, I take full responsibility for anything that happens on that field. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just the little things that we got to keep focusing on, the, you know, the focus, the competitive stamina. It's all got to be there, but I take full responsibility every single time something goes wrong.
The Vikes dipped to 4-5 now on the season. They'll host division rival Chicago on Sunday. The Bears rallied past the Giants yesterday. The Wolves ran past the Kings last night in Sacramento big, 144-117. Anthony Edwards was scoreless in the first quarter, but finished with a team-high 26.
I got so much confidence in my game, in myself, because I put in a lot of work. So I was never really worried about being scoreless in the first quarter. But I was confused a little bit.
Rudy Gobert finished with 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 block shots. Minnesota visits Utah tonight. The Wild had a big night last night, shutting out the Flames in St. Paul 2-0 behind Jesper Wallstedt's 35 saves.
It's always fun to play the tight games. Everyone's always on their toes and always locked in. So I like when the score runs away a little bit and maybe you let loose a little bit. It's everyone's always playing hard and playing to their full capacity because they know it's a tight game.
Matt Boldy and Kirill Kaprizov each scored a goal. Tomorrow night, San Jose comes to town. This is MNN Sports.